Hey guys, I just want to let you know that this is a sleep show. The sleep show you don't fall, the sleep show you're awake for. And I just want to let you know that this show does not give or purport to give any medical advice, any mental health advice, or any sort of legal advice or anything. No shoulds, just maybes, you know, say hey. So anything in here on this show, it's for entertainment. And you might hear something, you say, well, maybe I'll, you know, that's entertaining. Let me think about it, all right? I'm glad you're here. This is a show about, maybe this is only our second episode about sleep, and it's presented by a Sleep With Me podcast. And here it is, Sleep Show. Ba-da-doo-doo-doo. It's time for Sleep Show. Still stealing the Tonight Show. Because I just had to think of it right on spot, yo. The Sleep Show with Bob and Scooter. Shkabadabobo. Beedababibo. Boodabobobo. Sleep Show, Sleep Show, Sleep Show. Scoot doo doo dee doo. Doo 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 doo. The Sleep Show. Scooter and Bob. Sleep Show, you're awake for. Hey guys, it's Scooter here. I just wanted to, I'm working on, you know, we're doing this sleep show and little bits here. And I wanted, okay, yeah, what is it? Claude Commander. Yeah, what is it? Stannis is here. 1 second. I don't know. How'd you, Claude Commander? Okay, he's got a weird tone with me. What is it, Stannis? Claude Commander. Okay, I don't know. Can you say that again, Stannis? Lord Commander. Okay. Okay, Stannis says, are you shaming me or are you worried about me? Lord Commander. I definitely didn't know that one. Now you're irritated that I asked you that question. Lord Commander. Okay, that was right. Okay, Stannis, what is it you're here about? Lord Commander. Okay. I should know why you're here. Lord Commander. And I do know why you're here. Lord Commander. Okay. And I'm working on the courage to talk about it on the show. Because I know that's kind of what this episode will be about. Lord Commander. So I know you'll be listening. Lord Commander, to find out if I follow through, Lord Commander, on what I said I would talk about on this episode and, you know, and then really follow through on it, okay? Lord Commander, no, I don't want to, no, don't do that because that means we have to hug. Lord Commander, no, please, okay, I'm hugging Stannis. Okay, thank you, Stannis. Lord Commander. Yeah, you could go swimming in the lake. It's like midnight. No one will mind at all. Lord Commander. Stannis loves to swim at night. He has a song, Night Swimming, the cry at night, not like Stannis. So anyway, that was Stannis. So coming up on the sleep show, we're going to take some phone calls. Bob will be here. And we'll talk about something which is related to what I feel should be the number one sleep tip that no one, you know, that I don't hear enough, okay? It's just my opinion. But it also bothers me. But it also bothers me for another reason, all right? All right, so hey, everybody, it's Scooter here, super excited sleep show Scooter, and we just had that little segment with Stannis, and now I'm here, I'm live on location, if you couldn't tell, and I'm in my, you know, excitable voice, and I'm here, live on location, New York State. You can hear the sleepy sounds of the forest or the trees or the woods. You can hear the waves of the lake. You might have heard it already. I might even mention it already as we're doing this in segments. And I'm here with everybody's favorite, Bob. Hey, Scooter. Hey, Bob. What, Bob, didn't you hear I was using my excited voice? Yes, yeah, Scooter, but, I thought we were coming on this trip together. No, remember you said you were going to go visit your family in Canada. Oh, I decided I'd rather spend it with you. Oh, that's great, Bob, but I'm here with, my family, and we're close to Canada. Well, Scooter, I'm not Canadian. Oh, well, you said you thought your accent was Canadian. Are you sure you're not from, like, Windsor or something? Scooter, you know where I'm from. Okay, we're not gonna get into intertextuality or whatever the hell you call it right now, Bob. Anyway, Bob, you know what? You know what we need right now, Bob? You know what would take it up a notch? You know what would be great? Scooter, what? You sound so excited. How about I go get us a couple root beers and you get us a phone call? Well, says, you got any sarsaparilla, Scooter? You know, Bob, I looked. I could not find any sarsaparilla, and I've got root beer, though. Oh, Scooter, for me, ice-cold root beer in a glass bottle, Bob. Oh, so just can you say it's sarsaparilla anyway, Scooter? I can do that, Bob. Why don't you roll a phone call, and I'll be right back with root beers all around. It's like, cool, can I stay here tonight? No. It'll be like camp. Can we camp out together, Scooter? Yeah, Bob, that'd be great. Let's stay. How about what if we stay up all night, Bob? Scooter, oh boy, go get the root beers and I'll get a call. All right, Bob, by the magic radio, I'm back. Do you have a call? I do, Scooter. Here it goes. It's from, I have not listened to it yet. Oh, the application just crashed, Scooter. Oh, now we're getting, okay, once I'm going to pause it, we'll be right back. Okay, we're back, Bob. Scooter, was that my fault? No, Bob, it was not. All right, go ahead with that call. Okay, Scooter, it's a surprise call.
Hey, Scooter, this is Patty J here in Colorado, and I just watched the video newsletter, and that was awesome. Thank you for that. And I'm looking forward to hearing the episode, too. I noticed that the past few episodes, Bob doesn't seem to be there. And, you know, I was getting kind of worried, thought he might be sick or something. I hope not. But, you know, maybe he's, it's August. Maybe he's on vacation or whatever. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I really do appreciate the podcast. I think it's awesome. It works for me. And even if I'm not falling asleep, Well, my dog really wonders why I'm laying in the dark with all the lights off and laughing, so it's this kind of a win-win. So thank you so much for what you do. Bye.
Scooter, I have a fan, a number one fan, Scooter. Yeah, Bob, you do. It seems like you've got your... that was Patty J from Colorado. Is Colorado the Keystone State, Bob? Scooter, I thought it was the Smoke a Bone State or Smoke a Spleef State. Bob, are you doing material now? No, Scooter, I just thought it. It's the root beer. It's so good. Okay, Bob. Well, yeah, you got a fan there. She was worried where Bob was, but she didn't know we were working on her project. Pilot, we had a pilot launch last week, and I'm going to have fans. Well, you have a fan. We have a fan, because Patty's just so nice. She was worried about you, Bob. She was, and then she has this lovely dog that says, what's going on with this podcast? My lovely human friend is listening to. So thank you so much, Patty, for calling in. And Bob, Scooter, can you play this? Can you play it again? I just want to hear this stuff about me. Not right, Bob. We got to move on. This is supposed to be a short show. Sleeper Summer, the sleep show you're awake for, is supposed to be jazzy. So I'm trying to test out different jazzy voices, but it's hard, you know, when we're away from the studio. Yeah. Oh, so Scooter, I wanted to talk to you about tonight. How many root beers could we drink tonight? Okay, Bob. If people want to call in for the show, what should they do? A Scooter, they should call and leave a message at 318. That's 318-475-3379, Scooter. 318-4-SLEEPY. You got that, Scooter? Can you say it one more time, Bob? 318-475-3379. Just leave a message about the podcast, about sleep, or about the next topic we should be talking about. Scooter, are you ready to move on? I am, Bob. All right, everybody, we have another call here, from me. But I just wanted to talk real quick, and I think I made a record of this somewhere else, but I don't know, because I'm on a little vacation poop. But I feel like the number one sleep tip, I said I promised I would talk about it. I'm leaning back in my chair to make a point here. Maybe I should lean forward, but too late now, I'm leaning back. I feel like I see a lot of sleep tips. You guys see a lot of sleep tips. You hear a lot of sleep tips. Only occasionally will I hear the number one thing that I feel like you should do if you're having trouble falling asleep, especially if you're having long-term trouble. And I know maybe the majority of you might have done this, but I really feel like we're doing people a disservice if we don't repeat. And I say, well, geez, you don't want to repeat the same. The number one sleep tip should be go see your doctor and get a physical. And I have ultimate level of hypocrisy here. So I think we're going to, over the next few episodes, we're going to break this down into little steps here. But I feel like you shouldn't be giving anyone any sleep advice until you've checked in with your doctor. You say, geez, is there any, you know, get some peace of mind, you know, take care of yourself. You know, develop a relationship with your doctor. Make sure, you know, we're going to figure out all these little steps here. But I care. I'm not a medical health professional, and I'm not qualified to give barely any advice. I just give out the dolls. But maybe the sleep show could be a spurring thing or a journey we take together. And I guess I called in earlier. So we need to play the call. It's broken up, but I recorded it on location earlier on this trip, but let's treat it like, but Bob, do you have a phone call here? Oh, Scooter, sometimes you could be really crazy. I feel like I'm on NPR. Well, I mean, I don't know. I've read how hard they work there. I don't know. I don't know if we could be Scooter. You could be could you call me Bob Glass? Okay, Bob, just play. We have glass root beer. Okay. Oh yeah, you're right. Do you think they have sarsaparilla on NPR? Probably not, Bob. They're not. You know, it's a national public radio. If the public found out. Especially the public that's against funding things like that. If they found out they were drinking, oh, you're right, Scooter. I'm not a plant. I'm not going to say order sarsaparilla and then take down NPR that way. Though my uncle Bill, he told me to do that. Not with sarsaparilla though. Okay, can you play this next call, Bob? Oh, okay, Scooter, this is funny because he's a. This is like time. Okay, play the kebab. Go ahead and play it. You're doing great. Oh, we're going to be up all night. Should we? Do you know how to play Tiddlywink, Scooter? Or pickup stick? I love pickup sticks. Okay, go ahead and play that call, Bob.
One piece of sleep advice me and Bob are about to talk about or already talked about. I don't know. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been to a doctor, been sick enough to go to a doctor or gotten a physical. The last time I got one was because of I had to get it before I started a new job. So it's been a long time, like more than you're supposed to. So I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to try to do something I'm supposed to do, I guess, and give it a shot. So I'm going to try to at least schedule a doctor's appointment or figure out what I need to do to schedule a physical, and encourage you guys to do the same. And one, you know, to meet whoever my primary care physician is. I don't even know if my plan has that, or whoever would give me a physical, and I would see if I was sick, or and say, hey, you know, what else? You know, just get a general checkup. Maybe I get some peace of mind from it, or, you know, but whatever. So I don't know if anybody wants to join me in that, and hopefully we can make sure to find a way to help you guys, you know, look into if you don't have insurance through work or something, you know, whether in the U.S. or the U.K., Canada, or Australia, or anywhere else, you know, hopefully we can find a couple websites as I stand, you know, maybe if I get a lightning strike, and then I could put off seeing a doctor and say, well, I went to see a doctor about the lightning strike, so if there was anything else wrong with me. So strange time for this kind of talk. This is how I roll, you know, awkward. I'm looking here. I'm looking out at the water. It is, I'm sure you can hear the waves. You might not be able to hear me.
Okay, Bob, that was a call from me. And I think you guys heard it there. It was a little bit broken up because there'll be a little bonus material at the end. It was the first summer storm when I was here a couple days ago. And I was recording on my phone. See, geez, I'm testing stuff out here while I'm on vacation for the show. This show, you know, testing out Bob, meeting his, you know, getting back to his scooter. You're my family now. You, me, Ira Glass. Well, no, we don't have anything to do with Ira. I mean, he, you know, we don't, root beer glass. Okay. Oh, scooter. Okay. Me and Scooter are going to be making memories here. That'll, you know, be bond to the partnership for the podcast going. Okay, Bob. Bob, I get it. This is a serious moment. So when I have my, you know, when you see how I have my hand and my knee reversed like this. Yeah, but there's no room in the studio for you to do that. So anyway, Bob, this is my serious, see this serious look I'm giving you? This is the serious part of the podcast. Oh, so, yeah, you should pipe it because this is what, you know, fans love it when people say, well, like, you know, Ray pops in. Oh, so I put pop out right like Ray and let him wonder. You got it, see, Bob. Okay, I'll be just here sipping my root beer. And the voice, Bob's voice went weird there. But yeah, we'll talk about in the next couple episodes, like stuff like why don't I, haven't I seen a doctor in 5 years? And so, but if anybody has any, you know, tips on finding insurance within the, I know there's got to be a couple websites, and I know different local libraries run programs on how to find insurance if you're uninsured in the U.S. But I also like to find it in Canada, the U.K., Australia, and any other countries where people know, you say, geez, where do you start? If you say, geez, I haven't seen a doctor in a few years, where do I start? Or I have insurance or I don't have insurance. So email me, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast, tweet me at Dearest Scooter, comment on Facebook, or call us 318-475-3379. And we're going to start to talk about, I don't think we're going to get to the point where we're ready to talk about underlying conditions or anything like that. Because I got to get a feel for, you know, if we want to talk about medical type stuff. I mean, maybe we should, but I honestly think it's a disservice to tell, give anyone any sleep advice and say, geez, you know, you should have a colder room. And I'm doing myself a disservice, so maybe I'm piggybacking my health on the podcast. But, I haven't seen a doctor in a long time. So if I can do it, maybe some of you guys can do it. We can do it together. And we, you know, it's part of a process to create this would be my thought process. You know, if you have some condition, you get out of the way. But if you have some underlying anxiety due to avoidance, which triggers your overactive imagination to say, well, geez, you know, I don't want to go to a doctor now because who knows? I think anything you can do to use reality and facts and actual stuff that we're supposed to be doing anyway, to quiet some of that anxiety or maybe that's what I'll be testing out for myself, and I'll see if it works. You know, will I sleep a little bit better? Or, you know, or maybe I'll have the next thing that I have to deal with. But this is a good thing to deal with. So if you haven't seen a physical, maybe if anybody emails me, geez, if you're 20, how often should you go get a physical? If you're 30 to 35, 35 to 40, you know? So email me that stuff. I'll be looking, and I'm going to play a little bit out here. But that's our first step, is just open your mind up to this. It's a first part of what I feel is the number one tip for people that are having trouble sleeping, is start thinking about seeing a doctor and getting a physical this week. And next week, we're going to take one more step closer to that. And I don't know how that sounds there, but Bob, how's it? Scooter, you think the doctor will say anything about drinking a lot of root beer all night? Yeah, maybe we should just go to bed. And you should go to Canada. You know, family, they say, people that are close to family, they live, oh, Scooter, you just really, yeah, your fans, Bob, they need you healthy. Okay, Scooter, so you'll run the bonus material if you, that's really noisy, Scooter. Usually you're better recorder is a test, Bob. Okay, so, all right, so that's everything. We're going to run a little bit of me at the lake here. Yeah, fuzzy, irritating, not stuff to sleep to. This is the sleep show you're awake for. It's Sleep Show with Scooter and Bob. I'm Bob. Your fans, feel free to call in, write in. But don't write, you know, I really am not, I have a bit of thing. So I'm better off just getting back to you here. You know, Scooter, he said, but yeah, Bob loves you all. Okay. Okay, great. So me and Bob would be playing Fiddly Sticks. Pick up Fiddly Sticks here. 15 minutes, Bob, and then you got to get on the road. Scooter, I don't have a... Okay. All right, guys. Here's some extra stuff. And thanks so much for listening. Bye.
But the water is a... I think this might be a slate blue. When they say, oh, it's slate blue. Or graphite gray. Or you got a little aquamarine blended in there. Depending on which side of the tree I look around, there are some really green spots. I guess depending on the cloud cover, maybe. I don't know. I'm not an impressionist, so I don't know. We got beautiful, as I look off in the distance, white caps, little white stripes flickering up on the water. And a wall of, not even clouds anymore. And not the darkest of summer storms, but I can see the outline of the land, you know, in the, I don't know if it's to my left, I don't know if that's west or north or south, but east maybe. But I think it's south something, southwest maybe. But the clouds are coming this way. I don't know how dark it'll get. Right now I've got a full-on divided sky situation. Just about above me, I got some, like, those puffy clouds, alto cumulus, or whatever the hell they're called, the nice ones. Put some denser cloud cover, and then to the right of that is some blue sky, and then the less puffy but higher altitude clouds that are puffy. So I got the low puffy clouds and the high puffies. And in the distance, like, the misty clouds are just general mist. But I do see some blue sky. To the right, I stand in the middle, you know, between the two extremes, which usually I'm just jumping in between the two. So that's it. I don't know how it's turning out. So, but, so storm, and let's go see a doctor. Let's all get physicals, you know, a regularly scheduled physical. If you're not sure, you know, why not go see a doctor, you know, say, hey, shake your hand. You know, as long as your insurance company's not trying to rip you off or anything. All right, great.